Hey everybody, welcome to the Crab Diving Show. This is gonna hurt us a lot more than it's gonna hurt you.
It's gonna hurt bad.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Maybe it's gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt us.
Bend over. Prepare to receive our download.
That's right. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
That's right.
The Empire's been growing. We're also doing Crab Nation Live.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Live every Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. No, wait. 2 to 3:30 p.m.
2 to 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
We're going to be live for an hour, but then it's going to be released, I think, as a 90-minute. So we're going to go an extra 30 minutes afterwards, I believe.
Yeah.
I think that's how it's going to work.
Whatever.
We're still shaking out. We were just testing different times. We did a Saturday afternoon one time.
Yeah.
We've mostly done the 2 p.m. on Fridays, but we're going to maybe try to get some more time.
It's a fun show. We're part of a wrestling network.
We are part of the VOC Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Go to VOCNation.com, right? VOCNATION.com. You can see the whole network there. It's a lot of wrestling shows. There's other shows on the network. There's the Friday Night Funhouse, which is a comic friend.
A comic friend of mine.
Ryan's.
He's an Indian guy that sounds Canadian.
Yeah.
He sounds just like this. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Friday Night Funhouse.
So you can download, you can actually go to VocNation.com and download our previous episodes there. Or here on the website on crabdiving.com, we do have links to the podcast there, which will take you over to VocNation.
Always go to crabdiving.com when in doubt.
When in doubt. Check out crabdiving.com for the latest news, etc.
That's right.
Ryan's getting ready to go on a trip.
Oh, man. I'm going to Florida tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow.
To the panhandle.
Your favorite thing, flying.
I love flying. I can't wait. I'm really excited. This is going to be a great flight. I am going to be wasted for it. I think it's a mid-afternoon flight.
Right.
We might have a few before I get on. I just hate it. I really hate the whole process of it. It's, you know, and the other thing is being in a in that enclosed area with all those people.
Right,
it's so disgusting. People are so fucking disgusting.
Do you have to change over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dallas, Fort Worth.
Don't mess with Texas.
DFW. Oh, it's my favorite. It's a great... It's like a...
You're landing in your favorite state.
Oh, it's horrible. Texas. God, guys. I mean, Dallas, Fort Worth Airport is like a mall. Have you ever been in that one? It's just like a big mall.
Yeah, yeah.
You land there.
At least you can say Christmas there.
Oh, yeah.
They've preserved your right to say Christmas in Dallas.
They protected my right to say Christmas, right?
Right. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
I didn't know it was
in Jeopardy. The legislature there voted. They took time and taxpayer money to vote through, some legislation that protected the right to be able to say Merry Christmas.
I didn't know they were into protecting rights down there. So they protected my right to say Merry Christmas.
Well, they're only into protecting.
Are they going to protect a woman's right to go to Planned Parenthood and get an abortion?
No, white male Christian.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Those are the only people who
I always forget.
Are protected. What's wrong with you, man?
I'm an idiot. It's the best thing to be white, male, and Christian.
Well, you know, they're terrified as shit down there now because all the brown people. Because it's becoming, they're saying Texas may end up as a purple, possibly even a blue state in as little as 10 years.
Don't mess with Texas.
Are you telling me they're getting to a point where those Republican fuckers can no longer redistrict Texas to the point where they can just carve it up the way they want to anymore? They're not going to be able to marginalize all the people that want to fucking vote for them?
They're going to give all the
vote for them?
They're going to give all the little white sections, you know, like they're going to say white people get 5 votes or something. That's what's going to be next.
Listen, if they want to redistrict so bad, redistrict themselves into the Republic of Texas. Seriously, I keep saying it, but secede, motherfuckers. Go away.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who say that, especially on social media. It's media.
Float a few drones your way.
There's a lot of liberals in Texas.
Tons.
There's a lot of blue in Texas. I mean, Austin and
blue balls.
Houston. Doesn't Houston have a lesbian?
Oh, they have a lesbian mayor.
Mayor.
Yep.
Houston.
Who is it?
I don't know.
The lesbian mayor is Houston. Call in.
And Dallas, wrong show. Dallas is also blue, too.
Oh, is it?
Dallas voted Obama.
Oh, that's right. It did.
I'm going to be sneezing and coughing. Wow. It's just a peacocking, horrible fucking allergy day.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
What allergies do you have? What's going on?
Southern California. I don't know. Spring mostly for me.
Ragweed? Probably. Pollen?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. God. As far as which specific ones I have. I just know spring is usually little bit more miserable. Better here than in Chicago.
How could God make spring miserable with allergies? Why would he do that to you? Why would God do that to you?
Where'd I hear that?
Why would he single you out? Yeah, you were talking about this earlier. Why would God construct such a perfect world and then make people have allergies on the most beautiful day of the year?
The best time of the year, spring, the flowers are coming out, the birds are singing, it looks like a fucking Disney movie.
But yet you're snotting out of your eye sockets. Yeah, how's that work? I don't remember that part in Snow White when she was singing to the animals.
Yeah. And started honking up loogies.
Yeah,
what else is going on? Are you going to be doing any comedy down in Florida?
Down there? I don't know. I don't think so. Listen, my family's down there, and it's believe it or not, it's not. I want them to see me do stand up sometime, just not this time. I don't know. I really have to. I don't know. I can't even imagine what material I would feel comfortable doing around.
With your parents sitting right there.
Yeah, my aunt and uncle and my cousins and everybody. They're all sitting there watching me. Basically, all the people that went to my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
When I got married, that's the last time they saw me speak publicly.
Wow.
So now they get to see me do stand-up. Lovely. I would love to do some comedy down there.
You saw me speak publicly at
your
wedding.
You were good. You did stand up. You did a tight five. It was hilarious. It was really fucking good, man. I'm not doing any stand up down there. I think I'm going to skip it this time. Although I would love to.
You might be able to sneak out and do a mic or two.
Yeah. I think there's one at a bowling alley.
Oh, really?
Can you imagine a mic in Pensacola, Florida? I wonder what that's like.
I don't know. But speaking of bowling alleys, I've got a story. It's a good segue.
You really
know I had a bowling story. Yeah. This is out of newser.com.
Newser.
Newser.com. Something is going on in Texas in New York, they've noticed that there has been an increase in lawsuits at bowling alleys. And I don't know if you heard that screech out there in podcast line, but we're near a four-way intersection here in Koreatown.
In Koreatown.
Which always is much higher increase
Let's be
of
honest.
Possibility of death than anywhere else.
It's the worst place to drive on the planet.
Yeah, it's safer. It's got to be. 500 is safer.
Well, they're all good drivers and tend to drive in the same direction. They don't do that here.
Right. There's not a lot of hesitation going on.
They're not into it. Oh, wait, so what's going on in New York?
Oh, yeah.
All lawsuits increasing?
Well, they've noticed a correlation. They think they figured out why. People have been suing bowling alleys because they're borrowing their shoes.
Oh, gross.
And they're falling down.
Oh, yeah.
But,
the shoes suck.
But they're falling down outside because they banned smoking.
Oh.
Inside
oh,
of bars and inside of all buildings in New York. So you can't smoke in a bowling alley anymore. So people are out fucking bowling. They're drinking. And they're going out in those clown shoes to smoke. And they're going out where it's icy and wet and out into the elements. And they're slipping and falling. And they're suing.
My God.
You know, all the ambulance chasers are jumping on the lawsuit.
When's this planet going to explode? This has to mark the beginning of the end for our race. I mean, seriously. Well,
so now there's more legislation, more nanny state. They're a state lawmaker.
No, we need the nanny state. We need the nanny state.
Some things.
We need government watching every fucker. I mean, you can't trust anybody.
A state lawmaker has introduced a measure requiring that bowling centers put up signs warning that bowling shoes worn outside can be hazardous to your health. So there's going to be a sign by the door that says, hey, if you wear these stupid shoes outside, you may slip and fall.
Oh, my God. Speaking of signs, now this is crazy. I don't mean to change subject, but this guy just put this on Facebook. This is the funniest warning sign I've ever seen. This is at a persons having currently active diarrhea or who have had active diarrhea within the previous 14 days shall not be allowed to enter the pool water.
Within
Look
the
at
last
that sign, it's
14
huge.
Days? Good God.
It's at a public pool.
Where is that from? Does
I don't
say?
Know. No, the guy just said, he is on Instagram. He was like, I was just at this pool. It was a friend of mine. My God.
Oh, that's crazy.
God, could you imagine how awesome it would have been if you're a smoker and stuff to smoke a big pack of cigarettes while you're bowling? They probably missed the hell out of that, like just smoking camels and
it probably helped people quit smoking because everybody that I knew that would always try to quit smoking always had a hard time going out.
Right.
Because drinking and smoking just kind of went together. So anytime they'd go out drinking, they would always, you know, oh, give me a cigarette or whatever. But now maybe it helps people quit. I don't know.
I don't know. People smoke so much here, man. I think it's because the weather's so nice. You can just walk outside any bar and just smoke until your heart's content. And you're not, you know.
That might be that whole entertainment business thing too, which I really don't understand how actors.
They're miserable.
Actors.
They're miserable. Anything they can put in their mouth that makes them happy.
Self-destructive, you think?
Oh, look, they're like, oh, I got some.
It's either that or the barrel of a Glock.
Oh, look, I have something in my mouth that's not a dick I have to suck to get this next job. That's what I think. That's why I think you smoke. I have Virginia Slims, nice and his casting director's big, fat, nasty cock.
or, quote, producer.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, God. I'm a producer. I'm a producer. Come on.
There's a lot of that going on out here.
Maybe the Super 8 for an audition.
I got a story out of Wisconsin.
Oh, cheeseheads.
That's interesting. There's a 56-year-old guy in Madison.
Yeah.
Who has been pulled over a couple of times. And the last time there were complaints sparked because he drove by a group of kids that were walking home from school or a bus or something like that.
Man.
And this guy has a habit of driving around.
Uh-oh.
But they found out that he's cool. That there's nothing he can do. He's breaking no laws.
What's he doing?
It's a 56-year-old Madison man.
Okay.
Who I'm reading from the Wisconsin State Journal. He likes to ride around town on a scooter wearing nothing but a thong, a helmet, and a black cape that has red trim on it.
Trim. Listen, that's hilarious.
So dude rides around. He's this big old fat guy. He's 56. Riding around. Well, 56 isn't old. I can't say 56 is old. Riding around with a cape wearing a thong. And people are complaining, have called the police on him.
All year round does he do this or just in the summer?
I would think he probably doesn't do it all day round.
Oh, gross, man.
He's been seen many times, and now they know him and they know that he's not doing anything wrong. They call him Thong Cape Scooter Man.
Thong Cape Scooter. CapeScooterman.com. Hey, listen. I'm surprised he doesn't live around here.
They stopped
Seems
him.
Seems very said, California to me.
Yeah. That, nobody would blink twice.
No,
no
one give a shit. I was like, yeah, there's four of them down the street. God. So what is he? See, when the kids are coming home from school, he's like, hey, guys, how's it going?
I think it was, have a good day. It was unintentional. It wasn't. He was out riding, and he just happened to ride down a street where there were kids, and you know, a couple of parents got all upset because, God forbid, they're little snowflakes. They can watch TV and see heads exploding.
Oh, absolutely.
They can have all kinds of bullshit pumped
into
their
heads. That's American!
But you can't see a fat guy in a thong.
Eat a big Monsanto-era corn. But don't look at that. Don't look at that big-tittied naked man.
Especially in Wisconsin, Monsanto.
Oh, are they big up there? All that ethanol?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I mean, I remember driving in Wisconsin. Anywhere you go past any of the farms now, you see those little signs. You see those signs with the genetic information on it. You know, this is corn seed number, you know, 5837.
It'll give you a third nipple if you eat it.
Yeah.
Gross.
Another story out of Wisconsin. This is religion.
Mm-hmm.
The New Life Assembly of God Church.
What a great name. You know they're bonkers. You know they're fucking bonkers with a name like that.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
They're in Janesville.
Janesville, Wisconsin.
Janesville, Wisconsin. I was there many times.
I went camping up there and got lost.
Janesville is kind of on the way toward between Chicago.
It's a shithole, isn't it?
It's
a little hamlet
border
of a shithole.
Between Illinois shithole. And Wisconsin, but it's in Wisconsin. So the New Life Assembly Church of God in Janesville raised over $100,000.
Yeah.
And what do you think they're going to do with the money?
With the money they raised in Janesville.
They raised...
They're going to put a gigantic cross up somewhere.
Oh, my God. Did you read this?
No, I did not. I was just trying to think, what's the stupidest...
This is exactly it. They are putting up...
A cross made of cheese?
A 60... a 60-foot cross.
Delicious. Oh, God.
Pastor, who's got a great name, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Shit. King
Pastor,
of Pop.
Pastor Michael... Yeah, this is the king of...
Oh, my God.
Bullshit.
How big did they think Jesus was?
Yeah. A towering 60-foot cross they're going to put up in order to win the culture war.
Oh, that's hilarious. How much fun is that?
The church culture deacon, war. Church deacon Wayne Korsberg...
Korsberg!
Says that he hopes people of all faiths, Christian and non-Christian... will come to the giant metal cross and become aware of Jesus Christ.
Why the fuck would I do that? If I'm not of faith, if I don't believe in it, why am I going to a giant metal structure? For nothing? Seriously, what's there? Is there cotton candy? Is it a fair? Is it a party?
It's no.
Is there an elevator? Can you go to the top and get a good view of the shithole that is Janesville?
Yeah.
What a bunch of idiots.
Climb to the top of the cross and look down on all the
We're looking
all the
for
white
a giant
Christians.
Witch.
I mean, the pastor, Pastor Michael Jackson.
Oh, God, it's my favorite.
Said, quote, if the enemies of the cross force a cross to be removed from a public park, then maybe a church should put up a 60 or 100-foot cross on their property. Maybe several churches should go together and erect a large cross on some agreed-on church site. This is not a war that we sought, but it's a war that the church can and will win.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
He's upset because... more and more, rightfully so,
yeah.
As the country becomes more diversified, oh my God, there's brown people and non-Christians
and
coming.
They believe – there's some people on the earth that believe in science
and
these
more
days.
And more people
sorry.
Don't believe in the imaginary friend in the
sky
or whatever.
Dinosaur was crucified.
Which is fine. You know, I'm an atheist, but I'm not an anti-theist, which means I don't believe, but – I don't give a fuck. Leave
me
alone.
I don't care.
Believe what you want.
It's hardly a war.
Well, no, it is.
We're ignoring you.
It's becoming a war because now, all of a sudden, all these right-wing Christian wacko nuts are screaming.
Right-wing Christian wacko nuts.
Are screaming about persecution, that they're being persecuted because they can't cram their crosses up our asses.
What if that cross falls over and hits somebody? I'm serious.
So... this new cross, he calls it the New Life Cross, weighs 25,000 pounds and can withstand winds of 90 miles an hour just in case God gets angry with
for
Janesville
yeah.
And whips a 90-mile-an-hour wind like he did in Oklahoma. Oh, but wait. No, it was God being nice
right.
to the people he saved in Oklahoma.
What happens, seriously, though? That is a good point. What happens if there is a tornado in Janesville and it knocks over that cross? And all that debris goes everywhere from that giant, stupid metal cross, and it goes into my fucking house. How are they zoned to put up something so large and so heavy?
I think it's probably legal. It's on their property. It looks like it's in the middle of a big field.
And you say we don't need the nanny state. You're out of your mind.
Well, I think they should. I mean, go nuts. But I would love to win the lottery and buy the field next door.
And put up what?
Or buy the field right across the highway and put up something. Put up some, they got 60 feet, I'm going 70 feet
of something else.
A giant spaghetti monster.
Great.
Or a giant science book, or a giant statue of Darwin.
All of
that would kill them.
Oh, that would. A big Darwin fish.
A big Darwin fish or a big Darwin statue.
You know, I mean, but great, so now I'm living in Janesville, and I got the atheist Darwin fish and the giant cross. Ready
battle
to fall
each
over.
Other.
No, I mean, they're both hazards. I just don't understand why you
they're
can
not
put a
hazard.
Well, what's going to happen when that's
to your brain?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, but not a hazard. I don't think it's a physical
hazard. Do you remember when we saw that big gigantic cross on the way through Texas? Didn't we see
yeah.
that? Oh,
yeah,
God, creepy.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah. But wasn't that there that thing in, did we talk about it on crab diving in Italy that some environmental group was trying to put a stop on people putting religious icons in these protected forests and
hard to get to
areas. Like they were destroying the landscape because there's just too many crosses up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're sacrificing your, I don't know, place where
there can never be enough crosses.
It doesn't matter if we ruin the habitat for a warren of rabbits.
We talked about the the tornadoes, the horrible, yes. awful tornadoes in Oklahoma.
I'm anti-tornado.
And on the show, on the Crab Nation show,
yeah.
live, listen to that at on Fridays, we talked about a story. We talked about Wolf Blitzer.
No, he's
who was on CNN.
Just a jerk off.
For those that don't know, he was doing a live remote talking to a woman with a baby, and he yes. said to her, "You thank the Lord, don't you? You got to thank the Lord for making the decision to leave." And she said, she was really gracious and yeah. nice and laughed and
right.
said, "Actually, I'm an atheist." And he laughed, and then that was kind of it. And she said, "I don't blame people for thanking the Lord."
He wasn't being a total asshole.
He's just dumb.
He's
he wasn't
just a dipshit.
Yeah, it's just
big
yeah,
giant
it's just
beard.
Really stupid, but frightening.
Oh yeah,
terrifying
sure.
that this country,
our journalists,
has come to the point where a supposed neutral journalist is walking around saying, "Well, you know, you're at thanking the Lord, aren't you?" I'm sure in
you're
Iran,
thinking Buddha.
I'm sure in Iran, the state-run media goes out when they're interviewing people if there's a disaster, and they say, "Well, you yeah. thank Allah you got out, didn't you? Didn't you?"
Yes, so, absolutely. Yeah. Whatever I need to say. I'm terrified.
So the atheists have got giant non-believer boners all over Twitter and
That's
Facebook
awesome.
For this woman, because it was you know, finally a reasonable human is out on TV, national television.
I don't know why the fuck she lives in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's really
interesting. But go on. My God.
It shows you there's hope, huh? Although, Rush Limbaugh was talking about it the next day, and he said, "Wolf Blitzer found the only atheist in Oklahoma." But yeah. then, Glenn Beck, we talked about this. Glenn
big,
fucking
big hamhead.
Beck. And if you listen to our podcast, and you listen to Glenn Beck and believe him, just put a bowl of water on the table, lean down, and just put your face into it
yeah.
because you're going to be too stupid to sit back yeah. up. If you believe, follow Glenn Beck. Nobody who follows Glenn Beck listens to
yeah.
Glenn,
hey, listen, if you do, I don't want you to download the show. I don't want to get your heebie-jeebies
yeah.
on my fucking show.
But Glenn fucking Beck said that he thinks that it was a setup. This interview,
I think it was too. Just like the moonshot or
the
moon or landing.
The godless heathens over yeah. at CNN producer. There's some producer that found the only atheist in Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
and set up Wolf to ask her
right.
so that they can push their secularist, horrible, anti-Jesus agenda.
How bad would Wolf fuck that mission up if it was true though? Like you couldn't put Wolf Blitzer
no,
in
yeah.
that.
No.
You got to tell. Wolf.
I don't fault Wolf. I mean, I think it's stupid, and I think it's a terrifying display of what's going on with our society right now, that this Christo-fascist movement is bubbling up
yeah.
like a judgmental ooze from the middle of the swamp.
Ooh, and, judgmental ooze.
And it's, yeah, and coming
true.
After people's minds, coming after science, and that's what irritates me.
It is.
Anti-fucking science.
Right.
That other countries look at us and they're like, "Oh, look at those, you know, those, it's the United States of Jesus."
Yeah.
You know, as far as science. And that's horrible. That's what's going to sink this country.
I agree.
But so we do have a hero, though.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Stanhope.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I love Doug Stanhope.
Doug Stanhope, a big old stinking godless atheist.
Absolutely.
Not a liberal. He's a libertarian. He's a big time libertarian.
Oh,
so
he's a
disagree
liberal.
With Stanhope
Come
on some things. You would disagree with him on some shit.
I know, but he's a liberal.
But in this Come case, on. He's a big old atheist.
Yeah,
started an
yeah.
Indiegogo.
Oh yeah, I love this story. I love it.
Indiegogo is where you know you can go raise money.
Yeah, like
called,
Kickstarter, right?
Like Kickstarter. It's called Atheists Unite. We're going to include a link, of course, on the page. So he decided that he wanted to raise some money for this woman
uh-huh.
to help her out. He came up with, you know, you when you donate money, you get a...
Yeah, you get little prizes for whatever tier you donate, whatever level you donate at.
Right.
Yeah.
If you date, if you give 10 bucks, you get this.
You get a coffee mug.
50 bucks,
it's
you
like
get this.
It's like pledging NPR.
Donate 1,000 bucks, you
get a
blowjob from the CEO
right.
or whatever. Yeah. So he made up all these really funny things that are
yeah.
just ridiculous. Like you get a, you know, he's going to pray for you. At $50, you get a get out of hell free card.
Oh my God.
At $500, you get a first class upgrade in heaven.
I would love that. My
at
own
At $2,500, you get a first crack at reincarnation.
Ooh. Oh, I would love that. You get to pick what you're reincarnated as.
Right.
As,
yeah.
Oh, wow. What would you come back as?
So one per, oh God, I don't.
Tiger.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a tiger?
I want to fuck some shit up.
I want to fly. I think flying I want to fly too. But he even says the eagles and dolphins go fast, so that's why you get that's why you get an early choice.
A dolphin? I don't want to be a dolphin.
Nah, yeah, don't
get
go
fucked
near
by
Japan.
That wet goddess guy. Oh, yeah.
And don't go near Japan.
No.
They'll herd you and beat you to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh.
But one person has already dropped $2,500, so they're going to get a first choice.
That's fucking great.
So within – he put it as $50,000 goal.
Right.
He's like, let's just, you know, put this out there and let's show – basically, he wants to say, let's show that we don't need religion. We don't need magic
Absolutely.
Guy in the sky no. to be good people and care about each other. So less than 24 hours. I think it was like 17 hours.
Yeah.
And this is a 60-day campaign. They made $50,000.
God, that's awesome.
Within a day. We're on day two here, I think.
What are they at now?
Two or three. And let me just refresh it. They are at – they're almost at $100,000.
Oh, my God.
$97,536.
Oh, good for that lady. I mean, really.
So in 56 days when this is over with, they said they're going to send every cent to her to help her rebuild, to help mm-hmm. them rebuild and everything. And
I mean, she could probably buy seven houses in Oklahoma for that.
Yeah.
Man, no offense.
The comments, of course –
oh, love them.
Yeah, the comments are pretty mostly supportive, but every once in a while, a Christian gets in
Let's
there
Let's hear
and
the
says,
shitty ones.
Christian gets in there and says, you know, oh, you guys are so selfish, only helping one person when the churches are running in and helping everyone, including the atheists. But like Stanhope says, individual churches also raise for individual people.
Right.
Or they have
their members or something. And he's raising for a member of the Stanhope Church.
And he already said, you know, I've already donated to the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Other people have already donated to the Red Cross and to organizations like that. This is in addition to.
Yeah.
And this is helping a specific person.
Yeah, why not help her out? Seriously. No. I mean.
So her name is Rebecca Witzmoon.
Witzmoon.
So, Rebecca. Kudos to Rebecca Witzmoon. Do we have any Rebeccas on
Rebecca?
Best Hot Girls Picks.
Rebecca. I don't know. I don't know if we have any Rebeccas. God,
we probably have
check.
Some, we probably have
Becky.
Some atheists.
We have Beckys. Oh, for sure, we Becky. We have a Becky D'Angelo.
Yeah, check out besthotgirlspicks.com.
besthotgirlspicks.com. Leaving out the pink and brown.
Leaving out the pink and brown. We've got... Did you send me copies?
I did. I
time?
Emailed it to you.
Every week, Ryan sends me the copy from one of the latest posts on besthotgirlspicks.com.
That's my job.
That's his job. This one looks like it's named L. Alexander Pretty Redhead Crotch Shot Pink Wink. We've got a picture here of a redheaded woman in lingerie. She's got a black brassiere on with like pink lacy shitty lace stuff kind of.
Yeah, little bobbles.
She's sitting, she's reclining on a bed, it looks like, and her ass is kind of facing, she's on her side, her ass is facing the camera.
It hardly looks comfortable.
She's assisting her cheek out of the way so that we can see her black panties.
That's true.
And she has black leather.
He's opening up for us.
So go to besthotgirlspicks.com. I guess you can look for Alexandra, and you'll find her. L. Alexandra, pretty redhead crotch shot pink wing.
Oh, God. I'm just bracing for the grammatical errors.
Here we go. First
Spelling
time read.
I'm going to have.
L. Alexandra, pretty redhead crotch shot with near pink wink garners mucho jacko. Best Hot Girls Picks yodels L's name from the nip-tip top of the Ministry of Squirt parliamentary building. Holy splat, jerk man. This adult model has over 17,000 Twitter sheep. FYI, L's mural picture on her twatter is topless and straight up teats out. Swing squirt, check out some of the ginger girl's credits. Tickle hell ticklish pit stop. Wrapped up tight and fondled. And bearskin struggles, just to name a firm few.
Bearskin struggles.
If you looked up Spinner in Wikipedia, you'd see this babe's picture. This amazing clam capture gets 23 out of 23 leaked upon chunky cheese naps.
Good job. Great job.
So go see L. Alexander, Pretty Redhead, Crotch Shot Pink at besthotgirlspicks.com.
That was a really, really great read.
Oh, thank you.
Alexandra. Hey, have you ever heard of her before?
I have not. Is
Me
she...
Neither.
Who? Wait, she's a...
Is she Russian? I can't tell.
clam capture. She's a spinner. How do you know she's a spinner?
I thought you said spitter.
No.
How do I know she's a spinner? I don't know. She looks like a spinner.
She looks like
she's
a tiny spinner.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't read the back of her baseball card.
You don't see.
She's a spinner. She's a spitter.
There's a label.
How do you know she's a spitter? Oh, God. You like clam capture?
Clam capture.
I'm using
it.
I use Snapper Snap clam capture. If anybody's got any words or suggestions,
any euphemisms
for anything,
female body parts, please send them in to ryan@crabdiving.com.
I'm running out. Meat maces.
And check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Also, we're on the G Plus,
Google Plus.
If you go to crabdiving/GPLUS, that'll take you to our Google Plus page.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of shit on there, like all hilarious pictures, insane. News stories.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff about us. A lot of stuff about like what we do in our free time, how we spend our time.
Yeah, like
I'm just kidding.
We just put out a pre-show picture of some kale chips.
Oh, that's right.
Kale. Take some kale.
People are already hating on them, so.
People are hating on
really.
Kale chips.
Just kidding. We should put out some lucky lottery picks. You ever do that, lotto picks? Or can we put out lucky numbers? So maybe if people like to buy lottery tickets, they can, I'm going to play the crab diving lucky numbers.
We could do our own numbers.
69 every time.
We can make some money playing do our own numbers.
No, yeah. We need to do that.
I've got, we've got a Jacker story.
Oh, sweet.
From Name That State.
Florida.
There you go.
Hey, God damn, what is it about that state that just makes people want to jack off in front of people?
I don't know. Coral Springs?
Hey, yeah.
Does that make people want to jack off even more in front of people?
Sure. Coral Springs.
This guy is a police officer.
Oh, man, dude.
I'm reading from the Sun Sentinel
that
a police officer accused of masturbating in front of a woman at a gas station ended up resigning days after the allegation surfaced.
A couple of days it took.
Right.
That's amazing.
Remington Longstreth.
Who
is the man's name? Remington Longstreth. L-O-N-G-S-T-R-E-T-H.
Officer Longstreth?
Officer Longstreth.
No shit.
Yeah, they say that a woman called, 24-year-old woman called 911, said that a man in a black Volkswagen Jetta pulled up to the pump across from the island that she was at a Shell station on Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs. He rolled down his window, pulled down his pants, and began to please himself.
Wow.
The woman screamed, she said, and the guy drove away.
She freaked out.
She caught his license plate number.
Uh-oh.
So she called the cops. The police officer at the scene ran the plate there, and they said one police officer on the scene said, quote, "Oh my gosh."
Uh-oh.
And "Oh lordy."
It's Remington Steel.
So that officer called Longstreth on his department issued cell phones. I guess they all get cell phones.
Right.
Longstreth told the cop that he was actually in Boca Raton and that he wasn't driving his car. He didn't know who was driving his car.
Oh, yeah. I would have said that too.
So investigators, this is like taxpayer money, which is kind of
this is ridiculous.
Cool. But investigators looked at cell phone records.
Right. And they could tell where he was.
They found out that he was driving north on Coral Ridge Drive.
What an asshole.
During the time of that call with the cop, he wasn't in Boca Raton. Then they got gate photos from a gated community he lives in.
Oh, my God.
And they found out that right after the phone call, he pulled in.
How infuriating. You live in a gated community because you don't want to live around people that maybe take their dicks out and jack off in their car window.
He was off duty, but he was scheduled to work that night.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was backed up. He had to relax before he went in for his shift at the police department.
She decided not to press charges.
What?
He was forced to resign.
Yeah. So, but he's not in jail or anything.
No.
Well, yeah, God, that's lucky. You just can't. Why? See, if we got from under this oil problem of ours, we wouldn't have this problem. They wouldn't have a gas station for this guy to go jack off at.
Because it happens so frequently that people are...
You ever wonder what would happen if we did stop using oil and it was like solar-powered cars or cars that ran on
That'd be great.
Electricity? But what would happen to the creepy glory hole business at truck stops. Because there'd be no gas station. Else.
Yeah, it'd be at the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
Be like, I'm going to go pick up some milk.
Glory hole at the recharging station. That sounds so pussy, doesn't it?
At the recharging.
Yeah.
It's not very green to go get your dick
sucked. Toothless Carl sucks my dick through a concrete wall at the solar power.
Check out all our places. Facebook. Yes. We're on Pinterest. Check out our funny pictures on Pinterest.
That's
Check out Facebook, G+, all that stuff.
Punch, pin.
Yeah.
What else?
If you're going to buy anything on Amazon, also, by the way, anything online, we could use the money. We need beer money. We need food money.
Enter through our portal.
Yeah, come in through our portal on crabdiving.com. Look at that Amazon banner there. Just click on that and go buy whatever you want. Look around.
Anything.
Whatever you buy, it's not going to cost you a dime extra, but it's going to... Amazon's going to kick us a little bit of a percentage
over. Yeah, it's going to give us a taste.
You can help support the crabs.
Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate that. So until next time, until Ryan comes back from Florida with some great Florida stories,
yep.
This has been the Crab Diving Podcast.
That's right.
Peace out.
Go fuck yourself.